The environment was high on the agenda during a short visit to Prague by British Deputy Prime Minister John Prescott. He launched a youth forum on climate change and also discussed the subject with Czech Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek and Foreign Minister Alexander Vondra. Other issues discussed included the Czech Republic's presidency of the European Union in the first half of 2009. Ian Willoughby attended a press briefing with Mr. Prescott on Wednesday on a terrace overlooking Prague's Malá Strana. The first question, is he aware of Czech President Václav Klaus's skepticism as to whether mankind is responsible for global warming?
Well, I think when people are sceptical, and he's a known economist and properly has got doubts about it, he's not on his own, I think, here in the Czech Republic, but there is a proper debate going on. First of all, whether you accept the science, I certainly do, our country does, and I think Europe does now, that there is a man-made problem and we need man-made solutions for them. But it has to be based on rationale, argument, not extreme arguments, and I agree very much with what the President said about that, and that's why I brought this particular book here, which we commissioned an independent report by the Stern Committee, which was in fact to look at the economic consequences. If we implement the measures and changes to deal with greenhouse gases, will it have an effect on economic growth? Will it have an effect on our competitiveness? And those are real questions that you're debating here. Well, I can tell you after 10 years of British experience, we have had a tremendous amount of growth, the longest period of economic growth. We've been able to achieve our Kyoto targets, as indeed you have here in the Czech Republic, and we've shown that you can have more efficiency and greater competitiveness with environmental objectives.
Can I ask, please, what would you like to see achieved during the Czech presidency in 2 years' time?
Well, we've been discussing what will be on the agenda for the Czech presidency, and we do think probably the whole reform of finance, of the European finance, which we have common agreement about, needs changes, the role of the CAP, and, of course, constitutional matters. These are controversial issues. They may be settled under presidencies before the Czech presidency, but we have common identity of views to agree those if they come before the Czech presidency.
In the last couple of years, you've had over 500,000 immigrants from this part of the world entering the UK. Some people say there are too many, that they're putting pressure on services. What do you say to the influx of Eastern Europeans to the UK?
I say they're a contributor to our economy. In fact, if you look at the growth, we've had the largest amount of growth of any European country. That is a lot to do with the amount of people that have come in of different skills. We've had difficulty of unskilled labour coming in. We've taken some actions for that. But the British economy of growth is about the flexible labour market. Many immigrants come to countries, have contributed very directly to it. When you've got growth economy, you need labour if you don't get into inflationary conditions. So we have welcomed them, but we want to do it in a way that doesn't give them any kind of discrimination and problems. That's a responsibility for government, but they've certainly contributed to our economic wealth, and we welcome that.
And Ian Willoughby was speaking there to British Deputy Prime Minister John Prescott. This week,